Happy Sunday, X-listeners. You are listening to Midtown Sound right here on 100.1 The X. My name is Heather Puckett from Junkie Clothing Exchange right here in Midtown District. So I'm going to touch a little bit on this and then I'm going to drop it. Coronavirus, everyone. I know it's scary. I know there's a lot of panic going on, but this kind of panic can really hurt small business. And we've gone through so much in Midtown already with the construction, and we want to keep this momentum going. So keep coming back, keep supporting us. We need your support more than ever right now. And I can tell you that somewhere like Junkie or somewhere like Pete Savo, who we're going to talk to right after this set of music, we have a lot less germs than Walmart does, right? And Costco. There's all kinds of germs floating around in those places. So come support us during this panic and, you know, stay up to date and check our Facebook, check our Instagram. We will always keep you guys in the loop about what's going on. Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say about the coronavirus, and we're going to drop it because I know you guys are sick of hearing about it. All right, we're going to go into our first set of music, and then we're going to talk to Pete Savo and Marmot Properties. We are going into Don't Break My Heart by UB40 on 100.1 The X.
Hey, mama, won't you come down? to the river to wait, to be here. Hey, mama, will you come down? Hey, mama, won't you come down to the river to wait, to be. Ooh, wash my hair like you wash my hair for years and years. I'm going away. Ooh, wash my hair like you wash my. There's a man I know, I think he loves me so. Finally I'll go away. So mama, won't you come down? Hey mama, won't you come down
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.
Two.
listening to Midtown Sound right here on 100.1 The X. That was Broken Heart by the Contessas. If you ever want to look up a song that you heard, you can always go to myradiox.com. And we have all those listed, and you can listen to old episodes as well on the Midtown Sound page. We have very special guests in the studio today. We have Batuan and Sabri of Pizzava and Marmot Properties. Hi.
Yeah, sorry for the funny names, guys.
Did I totally butcher it?
You're totally fine. That's actually exactly how you say it.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So my name is Batuan. I'm with Marmot Properties. We do a lot of work in Midtown. We make the neighborhood beautiful. We take those older homes, or we take those blighted, empty, vacant lots, and we make them into beautiful architectural structures that people can live in or businesses can occupy. So
I love that you guys have done like a lot of branding too, where like the front doors are always like a solid color.
You could definitely know which one is a Marmot property just by looking at it from the front. We use a lot of local artists to keep the Midtown feel the way it is. We do a lot of murals on the sides of our buildings, like on Moran Street, Seward Street. You'll see a lot of those murals on our buildings. We do really cool signage for the front of our buildings. So they're very easy to recognize when you drive past it.
And people get a little disgruntled because they think that we're getting gentrified, right? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to just throw that and put us under the bus. Gentrification isn't as bad as a lot of people may seem. We're adding more units to the pool, you know. The housing shortage, it's a pool. So the more units we add to it, the more we can relieve that stress. So that's what we're doing. We're increasing the quality of a lot of the areas. We're reducing crime with these newer properties coming up and these newer people coming in. We're definitely making the neighborhood better for everyone. And as far as the argument against gentrification goes, making the area more expensive, the area isn't expensive because of what we build. It's because of the lack of housing. It's because of the shortage of housing, not because we're building expensive properties. If there's more inventory, then the values will come down with it.
And the bottom line is that between you guys and Midtown District as a whole, we want to make Reno a better place to live.
Sure.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
We've been like so sleazy for so long, and I know a lot of people take pride in that, but I mean, it's cool to like be better, you know?
Sure. I mean, I guess if our two options are, you know, staying the same and things...
And having issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Or making new things that aren't going to deteriorate as fast and they're going to look great for the neighborhood. You know, if you want to bring these awesome companies, not just corporate companies, but locally owned, locally operated companies, you know, they can't just open in the middle of South Wells if it's not developing. So we have to make the neighborhood better to attract all these better businesses as well.
Yeah, so. Agreed. We're trying to make Reno prettier for you guys. Just throwing that out there.
And speaking of another great business, we have Pizzava that came into town about 2 years ago.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Pizzava is one of our awesome neighbors. They're right down the street from Junkie. They're open super late, which I love, because Reno's a late night town. And how you guys are open late, like 3 a.m., right?
Yeah, when we first came to Reno and we were like, there's no late night business, but this city is all about late night. You know, it's about, you know, going out at late night, drinking at late night, you know, eating at late night. We were like, there's no place that's open after 12. So we decided that we want to go aggressive. And we started with 2 a.m. at first, 7 days a week. And then last year, we increased it to 3 a.m. So now 7 days a week, we do 3 a.m. delivery, which people love about us. Mm-hmm. That's the, you know, the most business.
Or just walking next door, like if you're at Rum Sugar Lime, you're saying goodbye, but you're like kind of hungry still.
Yeah, not
you
only for Rum Sugar
yet.
Lime, we have great friendship with a lot of bars in downtown. You know, the bars that don't offer food, they love us because there's a reason for the customer to stay in the same bar if they can order food to the same bar. So
right.
We actually deliver a lot of pizzas to
downtown.
Downtown area, to different bars.
That. All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit more with them after this next set of music. This is Harsh Realm by Widowspeak on 100.1 The X.
Your body's screwed.
100.1 The X. This is the Midtown Sound.
What a sophisticated space. There's a
You are listening to Midtown Sound on 100.1 The X. That was Memory Lane by Eddie Current Suppression Ring. We are talking to Pete Zava and Marmot Properties. So Pete Zava's not just a regular old pizza place, you guys. They're the most high-tech pizza place that I've ever heard of. They have their own app, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do on your app?
So you can actually do every single thing that you can do on our website with our app. You can track your driver. You can see what you ordered before. You can order the same thing. You know, you can place a new order. You can earn points with every single order. We have every dollar you spend, you get dollar, and every $100 you get $10 coupon. So that's like a loyalty program we have. Mm-hmm. You can buy gift card and you can track your, you know, how much left in your gift cards right at the same app. It's just kind of fun for us as well, you know, to be like a high tech pizza place. You know, these days you don't do food only. You just, you know, it's about customer service. It's about, you know, how wide you can reach, you know.
Well, there are so many pizza places too, and you gotta have something that sets you apart from the rest.
Exactly. All we're doing is just we are doing what people are asking.
Well, you just told me a little behind the scenes that you guys are doing this kiosk thing. So tell me about that.
The company who's doing our software, they are developing a system just for us. It's basically a kiosk system where we are going to place them in downtown or midtown bars. So the customer, you know, the bar customer can go up to the kiosk, select the pizza they want to get it delivered, and pay with their credit cards right at the kiosk and just get their pizza and enjoy the pizza. So there's like no phone conversation. There's no, you know, going to app or website.
Social distancing, everyone. I know I wasn't going to talk about the coronavirus again, but they're just trying to adapt to this social distancing thing.
Well, you know, when you're drinking, you know, at 1 a.m., you don't want to bring your phone up, you know, all the brightness from your phone. You don't want to type in stuff, or you cannot talk in, you know, like a loud environment. So the only solution that we can come up with is a kiosk system where you can just see big pictures of pizzas and select them. And, you know, swipe your card.
Caveman approach.
Yes, swipe your card without typing your credit card number. So,
well, and I like that too because I'm super picky. So I'm like the girl that's like, no lettuce, no tomato. You know what I mean? Like, so I like that I can probably, I'm guessing on the kiosk, just be like, no onions, no mushrooms.
Yeah, you can create a sunshine on the pizza if you want to.
Like bread and cheese.
Yes, Jamie. I have an 8-year-old palate. We've talked about this. I am the biggest cheese pizza fan. Like, just cheese. That's all I want in life.
Yeah, certain people just say, you know, the real pizza is just cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You don't put anything on it.
It just never disappoints.
But, you know, we also have crazy pizza, so some people want to go crazy. We have, like, cheeseburger pizza. Tastes like a, you know, literally cheeseburger.
I need to try that.
Yeah.
That's my other main
food
group.
We have like a
group.
Bacon and french fries pizza. We put like bacon and french fries with ketchup on top. Yeah,
That's a pizza. That should be called the All-American.
Yeah. Okay, I'll change it next time. Yeah, we have 5 more crazy pizzas coming.
All right, let's tell me about that after this next music break. I want to know what these new ones are and where you guys are located. This is Shaken All Over by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates on 100.1 The X.
All over. Just the way that you say goodnight to me brings that feeling on inside of me. Quivers down the backbone. Shivers down the thigh.
apartment, only leaving once a day to buy some groceries. Daylight, I'm so absent-minded. Nighttime, meeting new anxieties. So am I erasing myself? Hope I'm not erasing myself.
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.
Don't love if you jump and you buy you. Deba, deli, get on.
Midtown Sound on 100.1 The X. That was Behind Closed Doors by Pearl Charles. We are here with Batuan and Sabri of Pete Sava and Marmot Properties. They're cousins. That's the connection here, if you guys are wondering. That's random. Probably. That just clears some things up. They are related.
Sure. Like, how did they find two people with such funny names in Reno and got them together?
Like, that's really strange. What's going on, X? Like, what's happening with this random guest situation?
Picking up business owners from the street.
Yeah. Well, I've told you guys that this show is hard to book. It's weird because you would think that everyone wants free advertising, but that's not the case.
I'll be here every week.
Thanks, John.
Well, there you go.
All right. Yeah. So we ended the last segment with some new pizzas that you guys are introducing. So what are those?
We are improving the cheeseburger pizza. We are making a bacon cheeseburger pizza, which is going to come with ranch on top, bacon, pepperoncini, which is a new topping that we are adding. And then we are adding Alfredox. That's what it's called. It's basically, I don't know why people just, we have Alfredo spinach pizza and people adding, you know, pepperoni on it. Then we decided, okay, why don't we create a pizza that what people are creating? So it's like an Alfredo pizza with pepperoni on it, chicken on it, and jalapeno.
I love Alfredo sauce. Yeah, that's good
so
choice.
So that's going to be the other one. And we have like three more.
You have to go to Pizza Hut to figure it out, you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing a really funny promotion.
We do. We actually going to start probably today. Whenever you order above $30 and when you mention free toilet paper, you're going to get a roll of free toilet paper with your order.
The good stuff.
Is it great value or is it Charmin? The listeners need to know because there's a difference.
It's not single ply. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more on the Charmin end.
More on the Charmin end of the spectrum, yes.
It depends on, you know, what we can get from our vendors too, you know, starting from next week.
It's a mystery.
We have the premium ones for you.
Like Minnie Mouse toilet paper. You never know. It's going to be a mystery.
There's not a lot of times when a restaurant wants to be associated with toilet paper, but this is a different time.
Well, cutting edge pizza and Marmot Properties.
When you do, you know, the same stuff what other does, then you are the same as others. So
I don't know, for every house that we sell, I don't know if we can give a piece of toilet paper because it's just, I don't know, if people want toilet paper with the house.
You guys got to step up with like more paper towels.
Yeah,
like
a case of toilet paper.
Stock the bathrooms of the people.
Oh, absolutely. No,
I thought about that. If a bathroom has extra toilet paper in it, are people just going to start lifting toilet paper? Like, this is a whole new realm that we're going into.
This is a whole nother show. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the world, you guys, but just stay safe out there and let's just be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Pete Sava, go to Junkie, go check out an apartment through Marmot Properties, like have some fun.
Live
your life,
absolutely.
You guys, and listen to the X because the X is awesome and they're positive and we just love you guys. Where and when is Pete Sava open?
So we are located in Midtown, which is super close to Junkies, and we open at 10:30 a.m. and close at 3 a.m. every single day. And also out of the hours, you can always place an order for the future hours on Pizza Hut app or Pizza Hut website. So you can, you know, wake up at 8 a.m. and say, I need a pizza today. So you can go to the app and order a pizza for 10:30 a.m.
Breakfast pizza. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Go
support Midtown District right this minute, because we all need your support and we love you all. And we're going to end this show with Here I Am by Matt Lamkin. And next up is Tracy with the Reggae Shack on 100.1 The X.
There's a house on the block that's empty now. The dominie has gone. There's a house on the block that's empty now. The dominie has gone. Now the girl's alone and there's no one to watch her TV.
Dear Dominique, I wrote to tell you you're delightful. Still, I know you want a strangle or a mouthful of gasoline on to be tied up in stone. I wrote to tell you that I hope you're feeling better. Self-addressed, I'm gone for love stuff with your own deflector. Written in blood in your own handwriting.
Imagination, the countless ways you fought to die, no hesitation. Fantasize long enough, you know it just might come true. Well, there's a house on the block that's empty now, the Dominique's gone.
The 100.1 The X. This is the Midtown Sound.